Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 11th day of Cheshvan, Tovshin Peidalad, Yotzeit of Rochel Imeinu, Schusa, Togin, Aleinu v'al Klal Yisrael. Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Among the 15 women that we mentioned in the first Mishnah, who exempt the other wives from any chalitza nibum, one of those cases was Eshes Ach Shalahoya Balame, the wife of a brother who was never around in this surviving brother's lifetime. Our Mishnah is going to talk about that now and elaborate what that means. Ketzad, Eshes Achiv Shalahoya Balame. What is that case of the wife of a brother who wasn't in the lifetime of the surviving brother? Shnei Achim, you have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. One of them dies. Let's say Reuven dies without any children. So his wife, the widow, now falls before Shimon for Yibum. And then a third brother gets born. Yehuda gets born after Reuven dies, before Shimon gets a chance to do Yibum, to do the levirate marriage to Reuven, to his deceased brother's wife. So this woman, let's call her Rachel. Rachel is forbidden to Yehuda under the category of Eshes Ach Shalahoya Balamai. She is the wife of a brother that was never around in his lifetime, because Yehuda was born after Reuven died. And by the mitzvah of Yibum, the Torah says, Kiyeshu Achim Yachtov, when brothers will sit together. I.e., the mitzvah of Yibum will only apply to brothers that were in the same lifetime. So, what happened here was, before Shimon got a chance to do Yibum, another brother's born, Yehuda's born. Rachel, the woman who's waiting, the wife of the deceased Reuven, who's waiting for Yibum, she then is forbidden to Yehuda as Eshes Ach Shalahoy Belama. She's the wife of a brother that never existed in his lifetime. After Yehuda's born, now Shimon comes along and does the marriage of the wife of his deceased brother Reuven, which of course is the mitzvah, the Yibum, that's fine. Vomes, and then Shimon dies, leaving also no children. But with two wives, he left two widows. One of them was the wife that he did Yibum to, the original wife of Yehuda, of Reuven, and then his other wife, Rachel. Let's call that was the wife of Reuven, Rachel. Harishoina, the first wife, the Rachel, that's the wife of Reuven, that was already had a Yibum and had Yibum with Shimon. Yoitzes, she gets out of the mitzvah, Mishum Eshes Achiv Shalahoy Belamai. There's no mitzvah on whatsoever on Yehuda to do Yibum Chalitza. She's an erva to Yehuda. She's called Eshes Achiv Shalahoy Belamai. She's the wife of a brother that never existed in his lifetime, namely the wife of Reuven. V'hashniya, but even the second wife of Shimon, let's call her Leah, she also gets out of any mitzvah of Yibum Chalitza. Mishum Tzarasa, she is called the rival wife of the Eshes Achiv Shalahoy Belamai. She is the wife, she's the tzara of an erva. And as we learned before, not only is the erva forbidden to Yehuda, but the tzara of the erva is also forbidden to Yehuda. Now, what happens, says the Mishnah further, if Osoba Maimer? Now, what happens if Shimon didn't do a formal Yibum, didn't actually marry Rachel, the wife of his brother Reuven, but he just did Maimer? Now, what is Maimer? The Torah says that Yibum can only be performed by actually living with the widow. Living with the widow. Minat Torah, there's no such thing as kiddushin, that won't help. You can give kiddushin, you can have edim, you can have a chuppah, a chasn, everything. Nothing will help but bia, but living with her. The Chachamim, however, came along and they said, we want you to do kiddushin first, before you do yibum. Before you live with your deceased brother's wife, we want you to do Yibum, Kiddushin first, with money, in front of Edim, Harayat Megadeshishli, like we do today. What do we call this? It's not called Kiddushin, it's called Maimer. We call it Maimer, a statement. Now this statement, this Maimer, does not acquire the Yavama properly like living with does. Minat Torah, it's nothing, it's a non-event. But midrabanan, it is an event. Our Mishnah is telling us now that if Shimon does Maimer, does this Kiddushin, inverted commas, with his wife, with his brother's wife, Rachel, and didn't manage to consummate the marriage, didn't do Yibum yet, didn't live with her yet, Bomeis, and then tragically he dies, Shimon dies, with no children. So what happens now? Says the Mishnah, Shania, the second wife, the rival wife of Shimon, that's the Tzara of the Yevimtai, Chaletzes v'lemisei bemes. She will need chalitza, but she can't have Yibum done to her. What does that mean? She's not exempt by being called Tzaras Erva. Why isn't she called the Tzara of an Erva? Because the Erva, namely Rachel, was not really married min ha-Torah to his brother Shimon. She only had Maimah. She only had that starting of that relationship, but not the full relationship. There's not one which the Torah recognizes. And therefore, because of that, the other wife of Shimon, Leah, let's say, who was not related or was not an Erva whatsoever, she needs Chalitza because she's not really the Tzara. Ah, but why can't she have Yibum? Says the Mishnah below Misya Bemes. She cannot have Yibum. Why? Because the Maimer process, that Kiddushin Drabonon that the Shimon did to Rachel, his Robin's wife, that starting of that Maimer does make a Kinyan Midrabonon. It makes a bit of a Kinyan. And therefore, as far as the rabbis look at it, Leah will be called Tzara Erva. Leah is called a Tzara of the Erva, B'miktsas. It's a shtickle Erva, we call her, and therefore she too can't have Yibum. So the best way of getting out of it is Duchalitza. So in our Torah, there's no problems to Leah. No Yibum can be done. and then she can marry, the Leah can marry who she wants then after that. Mishnah base. Amish is going to continue talking about Eishes Och Shalhoi Belamai. This case of a wife of a brother who was never in his lifetime. And it's going to deal with what happens when the new brother is born, Yehuda, as we talked about before, the new brother was born after his brother had already done Yibum. Because until now we've talked about being born before Yibum. Now what happens if it's after? Shnei Achim, two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Umeis Echad Ben, one of them dies. Let's say Reuben dies, no children. Comes along Shimon, and he does Yibum to Rachel, to the wife of Reuben. And he's got another wife. Shimon has another wife, Leah, let's say. And then they get another brother born. Yehuda gets born. Now Shimon dies without children. And he leaves behind two widows. One of them was the first widow of Reuven that Shimon had in Yibum with. And the second one is the original wife that Shimon had beforehand. Well, now, what does Yehuda do with these two widows? Horishoin, or the first wife, the one that was married to Reuven that Shimon did Yibum to, Yotzei, she gets out of it. There's no Yibum required. There's no Chalitza required. She's totally out of it, out of any mitzvah, that Mishum, because Eishes Ochiv Shalahoya Balame. She's clearly called a case of the wife of a brother who did not exist in the same time, in the same world. Here, the Chiddush is, though, that even though when Yehuda was born, the wife of Reuven did not need Yibum, there was no Zkukal Yibum yet, because or she wasn't requiring Yibum because she'd already had Yibum for Shimon. So now, when Shimon dies and Rachel now falls to Yehuda as a Yibama, she comes to him as a wife of a brother who was in his world because Shimon was alive. Yehuda was alive at the same time as Shimon. Nevertheless, what our mission is telling us is that the connection to Reuven is not completely removed. The zika, that connection of that first Yibum to Reuven, is not completely gone, and therefore the status of being called Eishes Och Shalahoi Belamai, the wife of a brother who wasn't in your lifetime, that status will still stick. How do we know that? And that we learn because the Torah describes the Yibum as V'lokocha lo l'isha v'yibma. He shall take her as a wife and do Yibum to her. And the Gemara learns from this word v'yibma to tell us that even after Shimon's married her, even after the Yavam has done the mitzvah yibum, she will still retain that status as a yibama. Because after the pasuk says ulakacha lo leisha, the Torah adds the word v'yibma, and he does yibum to her. And from here we learn that even after marriage, even after Shimon's married the wife of Reuven, she's got that zika, she's got that connection to Reuven, and therefore, as far as Yehuda is concerned, the newly born brother, he will regard Rachel as Eishes Ach Shlahoi Belamai because of the connection to Reuven. What about the second wife of Shimon? Vahashniya, the second wife of Shimon, also goes out without Yibum or Chalitza required. Mishum Tzarasa, because she is the Tzara, she is the other wife of the Shimon, who was at the same time as married to Shimon as the Erva. That's if he did if Shimon did a proper marriage. What happens also by Maimer? What happens if Shimon only did Maimer? He did that Kiddushin Durabonon, because remember, for a Yavama, for a widow of a deceased brother, any Kiddushin is only Midrabonon. And Shimon did not get a chance to consummate the marriage, to actually live with her, and then he tragically died. And now you've got the two wives, the two wives or the widows of Shimon now. Hashniya chalitzas v'lo misya bemes. The second wife will give chalitza and not yibum. Now, why can't she get out of it? Because Maimer is not properly acquiring a wife, as we said before. Therefore, how's the Torah look at this? Torah looks at the second wife of Shimon as not Saras Erva, as an ordinary wife. Because the Torah doesn't recognize that Rachel as being the wife of Shimon. If Rachel's not really the wife of Shimon, then Leah, the other wife, is not the Torah of Shimon, is not the Torah of Rachel. And therefore, she needs to get out of this problem with having Chalitza, but we don't want her to have Yibum. Why can't she have Yibum? She can't have Yibum because, as we said in the previous Mishnah, as far as the Rabbanon is concerned, the process of Yibum has started with that Kiddushin. So, Mirabbanon, she's called, inverted commas, a Tzara Serva. A Tzara of an Eishes Ach Shel HaBelameh. Mirabbanon, at least. Comes along now, finally, the Mishnah and says, we have a dissenting opinion, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer miyabem le'eze mehen sheyirtze. He says, no, I disagree. In a case where Yehuda was born after Shimon had done Yibum to the wife of Reuven, if Shimon has properly done the Yibum, that's it. The status of Eishes Ach Shel HaBelameh completely goes off. And therefore, he says, no problem. Says Rabbi Shimon, Yehuda, the newly born brother, after Shimon has done Yibum to the wife of Reuven and then dies tragically, he can either do Yibum or he can Chalitza anyone he wants. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon holds that when, in our case, Shimon died, she does not fall to Yehuda as anything but the wife of Shimon. That's all we call her. And if she's the wife of Shimon, the widow of Shimon who died, it's an Eishesach Shehoyo Bolamai. It's a wife of a brother who did live in the same lifetime, and therefore he can give Yibum or Chalitza.